It's Beer for Breakfast on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, brought to you by Speedy Mart Las Vegas.
We're drinking some more. And we have a good one for you today. Today on Beer for Breakfast, friends, we are drinking the El Segundo Brewing Company's Founded IPA. Founded IPA has 7.4% alcohol by volume. Today, being brewed, this beer only just under 2 weeks old. It's still very fresh, priced around $13.99 for a four-pack of pints. I recommend serving it in a pint or a mug. Looking at the can of the Found It IPA from El Segundo Brewing Company, it's very simple. 16-ounce pint can, but there's just a sidewalk and there's a wallet on there. And it's
that's supposed to be a sidewalk. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, it's a sidewalk and a little wallet there. And an ode to one of the greatest alternative hip-hop groups of all time, A Tribe Called Quest. And a reference to Q-Tip losing his wallet in El Segundo.
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it. I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo.
So this really is in reference to that.
Yes. No,
that's not just like a really interesting. Okay.
This is 99% of the reason I got this beer. It's okay. Because one, I love A Tribe Called Quest. I love Q-Tip, and I left my wallet in El Segundo is such a great song, and the Found It with the wallet is just it's subtle and perfect. So good. The look. They Found It IPA from El Segundo Brewing pours a golden yellow, nicely carbonated with a normal pour. Got about 2.5 inches of fluffy white head. Held its retention for quite some time. Lots of lacing on the side of my glass as I drank it down. Let's move to the next category,
guys. Carbonation, too.
Yeah, lots of carbonation. Let's move to the smell. Let's all take a big whiff of the Found It IPA from El Segundo Brewing.
It smells nice, Mahoney.
It does smell nice.
Yep.
It's not a harsh-smelling IPA, if that makes sense. It's got a little bit of sweetness in there, but yeah, it smells good.
Yeah, nice, solid, piney hops in there, light citrus, overall very balanced. The alcohol pretty muted in there as well. Just an inviting nose. The guys over at El Segundo have been doing IPAs pretty well, and this one is one of their latest, and I'm enjoying it so far. So let's move on to our favorite part. A beer for breakfast this morning, guys, which is the taste of the Found It IPA from the El Segundo Brewing Company. Cheers.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good, easy drinking IPA right there. It is. It is smooth. It's got a little bit of that hop bite to it, which I like, but it's not overwhelming. It is a, Audrey, you're not normally a big IPA fan. You're into this one, huh?
I am.
Yeah.
Because it's exactly what you're saying. It's like almost like a gateway to IPAs. It's not overpoweringly hoppy by any means. This is good, Mahoney.
What's interesting to me is that you get that hop bite on the end, but then after that hop bite, there's something, I don't even know what
citrus.
It is. Is it the citrus that just mellows it right out?
Yep.
So it doesn't
balanced.
Have that like big piney bite that's just hanging around in your mouth. It's present, but it's not overwhelming. This is very, very good.
This is very good.
For me, solid West Coast IPA flavors through and through. You've got Centennial, Chinook, and Simcoe that all really create a nice solid base and finish to this beer. A nice tangent alcohol. I don't get a whole lot of alcohol in the nose, but I get a little bit more in the body, and I like that. I want to know that I'm drinking a beer. And, Audrey said a gateway IPA, and I would agree. A lot of people think when you think gateway IPA, you might think of like a hazy or something like that. Whereas I feel like this one does a really good job of introducing you to a West Coast style with those hops and, kind of inviting you in, but not completely assaulting your taste buds with nothing but hops. Balance is the key. And balance, in my opinion, is always what makes a good beer a great beer great, is proper balance. And this one has it through and through. The mouthfeel, medium bodied. It's crisp, smooth. Ian, are you feeling this one too?
Mahoney, whenever you can combine Tribe Called Quest And whenever you have minimal art like this, and then whenever you have such an easy drinking IPA, you're getting a great rating from me. I love it.
Okay.
Sorry, Audrey.
And Audrey,
I love it too.
This is another one you would go for again.
Yeah, no, I feel like, you know, usually during the summertime, we talk about whether or not things could be a bathing suit beer. And I actually do feel like this would be a good multi-seasonal type of beer. You could have this any season. This is not over the overly piney to the point where I feel like sometimes those type of IPAs are better suited for winter. This is all seasons. I would drink this in the summer. I would drink this if high-waisted jeans and actually be able to sit down, a.k.a. it's not going to make you feel bloated.
Beef, who's drinking along with us in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said the pine hop lingers, but it's mellow. Dat Guy said a nice tinge of alcohol. Love it. Dave, outside of me, the biggest IPA fan on this show. Your thoughts?
Where is El Segundo Brewing Company based out of?
They're Southern California.
El Segundo, perhaps?
Yeah.
Clever. I like that. This is a really, really good IPA. At 7.4%, you're not getting overwhelmed by any part of it, which is why I like it so much, right? Audrey, you talk about it being a summer IPA or a winter IPA, and I think that's perfect, right? I mean, some of the IPAs, they're so kind of violent with the hops that it feels like you should be drinking it while you're bundled up, like a ski resort, right? This could be sipped while you're sitting on a boat fishing. It could be sipped while you're sitting by the pool in a mankini, or it pairs perfectly with a December as well. I mean, this drinks really well.
Like a ballpark beer, for sure.
I would love if this was a ballpark beer.
Crack one of these open while you're watching a baseball game. Like, that is perfect.
So, for me, I'm a big fan of the El Segundo Brewery as a whole. Their ode to A Tribe Called Quest, as Ian said, really just hit home for me. The only negative, if I'm looking for a negative here, it's a premium price, but you're paying a premium price for a premium product.
How much did you say it was?
$13.99 for a four-pack of pints.
But 7.4 ABV, that's pretty
good.
That's
not crazy, right?
It's not, but it's, I would call that premium, but it's not insane. It's not $20 for a four-pack, which if, you know, even if it was priced around there, may lower the score a little bit, but I think it's a premium price for a premium product. Overall, I'm a big fan of Found It IPA. Dave, can we get a drum roll, please?
Do you have the rating ready to go already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I do.
Mahoney's, Bear Scout Supremacy, I get the El Segundo Brewing Company's Found It IPA. A 4.1 out of 5.